very pleasant good morning to you and welcome to another program of The Deed of Inheritance, sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. I am Fiona Pishka, and here with me today is Pastor Doug. How are you doing, Pastor Doug?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited about today.
What is it that you'll be teaching about today?
Well, you know, it's something that everybody deals with at one time or another, and I want to talk about overcoming fear.
Oh, that is a good topic right there, overcoming fear, because a lot of people are fearful about many things.
Yes.
Especially today, you know, with all the prices of things going up, and it seems like it's getting higher and higher, and instead of, you know, there being some kind of a break, it seems to be going higher and higher. So people are all around, walking around in fear and intimidation.
Yeah, most people, the information that we receive today, we have opportunities to be terrified, to be frightened, to be afraid. But you know, God's word gives us everything we need to overcome fear and to be able to act in spite of it.
Absolutely. Well, before we get into the message today, I wanted to just let you know of a few things that we have going on here at our church. Of course, tonight at 7 p.m. we have our Wednesday night Bible study, our Wednesday night refreshing, right here at Victory Christian Fellowship. We are located in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. Our telephone number at the church is 717-838-2033. And of course, you can visit our website at any time at www.vcfpa.org. And we have updated information on our website of everything that's happening here at the church. But something that you might not be aware of is that we have a Christian bookstore here at the church. It's a bookstore and a gift shop, and we have it open right now. We have it available to the public before and after our services. And our regular services are Wednesdays and Sundays. Of course, as we expand our time there, we'll let you know more about that. But also, we have a youth night coming up. It's an end of school bash on this Friday night, which is the, I believe it's the 6th of June, and it's starting at 6:30 p.m. and goes until 8:30 p.m. It's a bonfire. They're going to have some food, some games, and I believe, Pastor Doug, you'll be sharing a little bit with the young people.
Yes. Last time I got to share with the young people, God really touched their heart, and I'm looking forward to being able to share with them again.
Amen. It's always good to be around a bonfire, a little fire going on outside here on our property at Victory Christian Fellowship. If you haven't had the opportunity to visit us as yet, just feel free to do that on Wednesday at 7 or Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And then, of course, ladies, if you're interested, our women's Bible study is coming up on June 14. That's about 2 weeks away. I just want to give you a heads up on that. It's at 10 a.m. on that Saturday morning right here at the church. And we would love to have you visit us. We will be talking about decisions, how to make the right decision, and what do we do with some of the decisions we have to make in life. So it's all about decisions. And I know people have some issues with being decisive in life, and this would probably be a good lesson for you or something that you could learn and take away to help others around you. We do have a very big event coming up this summer here at VCF, Pastor Doug.
Yeah, on July 19th, it's actually going to be several things going on one day. We just call it a big summer event. And they're going to have a yard sale. We're going to have a pancake breakfast. We're going to have a car wash and concessions. And then we're going to have Jim Rule, who often plays on the kids' cookie break on WJTL. He's going to be here doing a concert. And it's just going to be a great time. And we just want to invite you and your family out on Saturday, July 19th. Also, maybe you're interested. You have a lot of stuff in your garage that you'd like to get rid of. Well, you can rent a space for our yard sale for $20, and maybe you could get rid of some of that stuff that you've been wanting to get rid of for a while. So it's going to be a great time, and we hope that you can come out for that.
Absolutely. So just mark that on your calendar, July 19th. It's a Saturday, so that you could come out and be part of something awesome. If you don't have anything to bring or anything to sell, you could always come out and see what it is that you could buy. So plan for your family, plan for things this summer right here at VCF. We have a lot of things going on for you that you will love, that you will benefit from. And of course, we want you to be a part of it. We want to be a blessing to you. So today, as I hand you over to Pastor Doug as he prays, I hope that you enjoy the word today on talking about fear.
And before we get into the message today, I would just like to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against any feelings of fear, any spirit of intimidation that would try to get on your people. And Lord, I break its power by the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you today to set people free from fear in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I just want to thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance today. I'm confident that you're going to find out how to inherit God's promises and experience their benefits. And fear, according to the Nelson's Bible Dictionary, it's a feeling of reverence, awe, and respect, or an unpleasant emotion that's caused by a sense of danger. And fear may be directed toward God or man, and it may be either healthy or harmful. Now, what is a healthy fear? A healthy fear is one of reverence or respect. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to fear the Lord because that is the beginning of wisdom. And it just simply means to have a reverence or respect for God, for the things of God, and the people of God. And, so that's a healthy fear. It's reverence or respect. But now a harmful fear is one that is a sense of terror or dread. And, you could fear people because of what they can do. You can fear wickedness. But when you operate on the harmful side of fear and you get into a sense of terror or dread, that fear will cause you to act deceitfully in an attempt to hide or to cover up the things that you're doing. But as a believer in Jesus Christ and as someone who has been born again by the blood of Jesus and accepting him as your Lord and Savior, you don't have to give in to fear. You don't have to allow the pressure that comes with fear to cause you to be paralyzed from moving forward or from taking action. And there may be many things in this life that cause people to fear. Such things that may cause you to fear, people can be afraid of failure. So they don't ever attempt anything. They don't ever do anything for God because they're afraid that they're going to fail. They're afraid that they're not going to make it. They're afraid that things aren't going to turn out right. So therefore, that type of fear will paralyze them from taking any action. For example, the man that received the one talent in the Bible, he took that talent and he went and hid it. And he never did anything with it because he was afraid that he might not be able to produce anything with it. But he was labeled a slothful and wicked servant when the master returned. And therefore, that type of fear, that fear of failure, will paralyze you from taking action. God, faith is an action word. And when we operate by faith, we're going to have to take steps of faith that show what we really believe. And then there's another type of fear. You're afraid of things that might cause harm. Sometimes people are afraid of spiders or snakes. Or even if you're in the ocean, you could have a fear of sharks because those are things that may cause harm to you. So when you're in those environments, that fear rises up on the inside of you and, it can hinder how you behave and what you do. And maybe you avoid those completely. You avoid getting in the water or going where snakes are because of that fear. But anyway... mostly fear will cause you to paralyze your action. It will, people can have a fear of rejection. Oftentimes we are looking for acceptance. We're looking to participate in groups, and everybody wants to be accepted. And so that fear of rejection may hinder you from getting friends or from being friendly or from making friends because you're afraid that people are going to reject you. Oftentimes, believers in Christ, they're afraid to witness because they're afraid of people rejecting them, and therefore they don't witness, so they don't have to deal with the fear of rejection. But you know that that's not God's best. He wants us to be witnesses of Him. As a matter of fact, He gives us power to do that. And then another type of fear that people may deal with is fear of the unknown. You know, you're not going to take any risk because you fear the unknown. What if Abraham was afraid of the unknown? He would have never left his father's house or his family and go to a land where God was going to show him. If he was afraid of the unknown, he would have never ventured out, and he would have never become a father of faith or the one who fathered Israel as a nation. He became a father of many nations. But we can't have a fear of the unknown, otherwise we won't take any risks. And then people might have a fear of lack, you know, so this fear of lack might hinder a person from giving into the kingdom of God because you're afraid that if you give what you have, that you're going to be without. But we know that that's not what God's word teaches. God says that if you give, you're going to get more. It's just a principle of seed time and harvest. When you plant a seed into the ground, it always produces more than that one seed. So we can't have a fear of lack. And then some people deal with a fear of change. So they never want to change. They never want to progress. They never want to do anything different because they're afraid of change. Well, you know, as we journey on with God, there's going to be changes that take place. We're going to change in our heart, in our mind, in our attitude, in the way we speak, in the way we walk, in the way we live. Change is a natural occurrence when you know God, because God is a creator, and He's always desiring to do a new thing in us, and He's always wanting to take us to deeper levels, to greater anointings, and that's going to involve us going through some changes. You know, because as we grow, there are growing pains. Your body changes as it grows and develops. But, and you know, here's some words that speak of fear: terror, dread, horror, fright, panic, alarm, apprehension, worry, concern, anxiety, and it can even be it can even lead you into a bondage, and it can become a phobia. And those phobias are extremely paralyzing. But friend, I have good news for you today. I want you to know that God has provided us with all the necessary equipment to overcome fear, just like a rescue team has all the equipment they need to rescue someone in trouble. You know, when someone is in trouble, rescue teams have access to boats, to planes, to helicopters, to trucks, you know, to all the necessary equipment to rescue someone in trouble. Now, what if a rescue station didn't have the right equipment? Then the person in trouble could die. You know, if they're not rescued, death could be imminent. But thank God that there are rescue teams that are equipped with all the equipment necessary. And just like they're equipped with their equipment, God has equipped us with every tool that we need to overcome fear. We don't have to live a fear-dominated life. We can overcome fear by everything that God has provided for us. Charles Spurgeon said this: "Fearful souls are always doing this or that on hazy impulse of ill-drawn conclusions. They constantly misjudge their God, misuse His word, and misdirect their own steps, bringing trouble on themselves." Did you know that if you operate by fear, you will end up bringing trouble on yourself? And Satan is the author of negative fear. And if you take the letters of the word fear, F-E-A-R. You can make this acronym, which stands for false evidence appearing real. Now, the negative side of fear is actually faith in the devil. But God wants you to overcome fear with faith in him. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you some tools that you can put into practice that will help you overcome fear. I want you to live a fear-free life. Now, that doesn't mean that thoughts of fear aren't going to come. But, you know, you can act on God's word in spite of the thoughts of fear that come to your mind. In other words, what I'm telling you is you don't have to allow fear to paralyze you or to hindering you from moving forward or taking the right action in the moment that is necessary. Now, the first thing that you need to know in order to overcome fear is you have to practice dwelling in the secret place, which is safe and secure. Psalm 91 tells us that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. I want you to pay notice those words from the Amplified Bible, stable and fixed. In other words, you know, sometimes when you get into fear, you can get into a frenzied situation. And in that frenzied situation, your thoughts aren't clear and your actions are irrational. And, you know, you can end up doing something that you didn't want to do or not doing something that you wanted to do. But he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, you're going to remain stable and fixed. And he talks about how God is your refuge and your fortress. Now, does that sound like a safe place, a refuge and a fortress? He said, my God, on him I lean on and rely in him. And he's talking about confidently trusting in him. He said, for then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Did you know that there's nothing that you can encounter that God can't deliver you from? He is mighty to save. He is able to save you to the uttermost. He can deliver you from any situation that you may find yourself in. And he'll cover you with his pinions, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. And his truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. Did you know that a shield and a buckler will protect you from harm? It'll prevent the enemy from causing destruction to you. And he says that, you know, you don't have to be afraid. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. I want you to notice he is commanding, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, he commands you, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night. How many know that the devil uses darkness to his advantage, but God is light? And, you know, the devil will try to cause you to fear in darkness. You don't know what's about to happen, but the Bible says here that you don't have to be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, the plots or the slanders of the wicked, you don't have to fear the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction and the sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. You know, you don't have to fear sudden destruction when you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, when you're abiding in God's presence. And he goes on to say how there's turmoil all around you. He said, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Near who? Near the one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. And in order to do that, you've got to know the Lord as your Savior. You've got to know your Father God. You've got to know him. You've got to know your Holy Spirit. You've got to know the Word of God. Those are things that help you dwell in his secret place. And he says you won't be a spectator, but you'll be a witness to the reward of the wicked. In other words, you don't have to even fear the wicked because you're going to witness how they're rewarded. And he said, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. because he'll even give his angels charge over you. That's Psalm 91. You ought to read that. You ought to meditate on these things. If you're dealing with any type of fear, you need to meditate on this verse of scripture. You need to memorize it. You need to get it down in your heart, because this is fear prevention 101. You know, you need to dread God's displeasure. In other words, you need to be conscious of the fact that you need to be a person who pleases God, not man. And you need to rever God's holiness. You need to show reverence for his holiness. And you need to express gratitude for his benefits. And you need to desire God's favor. You need to submit cheerfully to his will. This is how you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You need to conscientiously obey his commands. You need to be conscientious, diligent. You need to sincerely worship him. These are ways that you can dwell in the secret place, and you'll be protected from fear. You know, Daniel was not afraid to pray. Even though the king made a decree and he passed a law in Daniel chapter 6, you know what Daniel did? The Bible says that Daniel knew that the writing was signed, and he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. You know, Daniel was not afraid to pray, even though they made a law in that country that he was living in that said you can't pray unless you pray to the king. Well, Daniel, he disobeyed that law, and he wasn't afraid of the consequences. See, he was a person who dwelt in the secret place of the Most High. He dwelt under the shadow of the Almighty. And he went ahead and did his thing. He kept his routine. He was disciplined, and he prayed anyway. And you know what happened to him? All those people that were jealous of Daniel, they were jealous of his abilities and his gifts and his progress and the favor that was upon his life and the promotions that he got. Well, they brought that matter before the king, and they said, "Oh, king, he didn't obey the law." And you know what they did? The punishment for breaking that particular law was to be thrown into a den of lions. Now, that could cause fear, because those hungry lions could harm you. But, you know, Daniel had no fear, because he put his confidence and trust in God. And they threw him into that den of lions, and he just kicked back, relaxed, while the angel of the Lord shut the lion's mouth. And the next day, the king opened up the pit to where the lions were. And there he called out to Daniel. And he wasn't sure if Daniel was going to respond, but Daniel responded. And the king rejoiced that no harm came to Daniel. And how about Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They should have bowed to Nebuchadnezzar's statue that he made, which was really an idol. They should, you know, he wanted them to bow to a false god. But these three teenage boys, they refused to bow. And punishment for doing this was to be thrown into a fiery furnace. Not only that, for everybody who didn't obey the king's order, they would experience the king's wrath. How many know that, you know, people can be afraid of the punishment that government might inflict on them if they don't obey their rules? But, you know, there's a higher set of rules called God's law, and we need to obey his law above anything else. Well, these boys, they put their faith in God, and even in the king's wrath, they weren't afraid of their punishment or the king's wrath. They said, "King, we are, you know, it's not necessary that we should answer you on this point." He said, "If our God whom we serve," this is Daniel chapter 3, "if our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of your hand." He said, "But if not," they're saying, "even if you don't throw us in, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up." Now, the king went ballistic. He got angry. He was furious. And he told the people to increase the heat of the furnace 7 times. And they did that, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in. But guess what? Because they didn't fear, they knew who their God was. They knew what he was able to do. And they were able to dance in the furnace, and he even joined them. And when they got out, they weren't harmed. They weren't burned. They didn't even smell like smoke. So, you know, fear could have caused them to compromise. It could have caused them to bow to an idol. But if they'd have did that, God wouldn't have been able to deliver them. Or they wouldn't have been blessed because, you know, God's a jealous God. He's not going to allow you to worship an idol over him. You know, an idol can't do anything, can't say anything. But God is real. God is alive. And they put their faith in God, and then therefore they were delivered. Do you see how fear could have hindered them from doing the right thing? And then the second thing you need to know to overcome fear is you need to rest in God's love. Did you know that 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love turns out fear and expels every trace of terror. Isn't that good news? That when the love of God comes in your heart, it will eradicate fear. It'll throw fear out of your life. And we need to have fear thrown out of our life. You know, God's love brought salvation to the world. God's love destroyed sin and all its effect. For God so loved the world that he gave, and the gift that he gave, which was his only son, destroyed sin. Therefore, sin can no longer use the power of fear to dominate you or to put you in bondage. Fear is bondage, and the power of the Lord wants to break the fear in your life today. And, you know, love is amazing. Love will believes all things, bears up under all things, hopes all things, and endures all things, and love never fails. And, you know, Paul, he told a young pastor by the name of Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, he said, for God did not give you a spirit of fear. The one version says the spirit of timidity or cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear. There is no fear in God. He did not give you, fear does not come from God, the negative side of fear. But what kind of spirit did he have? But he was given a spirit, he gave to us a spirit of power and of love and a calm, well-balanced mind that exercises self-control, a sound mind. And so this is the kind of spirit that God gave us. Did you know that the spirit of fear will bring you into bondage, but the spirit of the Lord will liberate you? It will cause you to cry to your Father. As a believer in Christ, we have the full rights and privileges of God as our Father, and we can call on our Daddy when we need help. And then finally, you need to know his divine presence is within you, that God is right near. He's right near. He's right with you. He's in you. Isaiah 41:10 says, I am with you. Do not look around in terror, nor be dismayed. He said, fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. When God is near, you don't have to fear, because his strength and power will come on you. Well, friend, I just want to thank you for listening to the Deed of Inheritance today, and I pray that this message will touch your life. And I just want to break the power of fear in your life right now. Father, let's break the power of fear to every listener. Lord, let them be free from fear. Let them go forward to do what they need to do, to act accordingly in the situation that they're facing. Lord, to respond positively to their challenges. And may you touch them and be blessed. Fill them with your goodness and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I hope that you've learned quite a bit of how to overcome fear today. Of course, the message will be continued next week. Pastor Doug will be picking up where he left off this week to continue that message. So you want to tune in next week again, same time right here on this channel. Of course, you know that you could also listen to this on our website at www.vcfpa.org. And click on free resources. You'll be able to listen to this program as well as other programs that we've had in the past. And of course, Sunday morning messages from Pastor Doug are also listed on that website. So call us whenever you have the opportunity at 717 838-2033, and we'd be happy to pray with you. Well, God bless you today as you continue to inherit His promises and experience their benefits.